Welcome everyone to Life Investigated. You can see me at lifeinvestigated.com is the actual dedicated podcast webpage. So as we look at many different things in general in this podcast, we are not going to sidestep issues that need to be addressed and should be addressed. So the tragedy in New Mexico, the shooting, it seems to be that we are on a, in this country, of course other countries are experiencing violence too, but it seems like that we are on a roll in this country, sadly, with mass murderers on the loose. And as typical, the media says, it's the gun is the issue. The gun is the issue. The gun is the issue. And I just listened to one of the national loudmouths on the news media just a few minutes ago on the evening news saying that now all of, basically the majority of Americans want something done with guns. Okay. Number one, that's untrue. The majority of Americans, in all likelihood, from every statistic that I see, gun purchasing and gun training, and I'm, you know, I do training, I do criminal justice training, have for years, is on the rise. So that tells me that Americans do not want guns to go away. That tells me the socialists, the far left, the fruitcakes, the communists want the guns to go away. The criminal enterprise that runs the country now wants guns to go away, certainly, so we can be totally defenseless and then they can do just whatever they'd like to. And you say, okay, you might be thinking, okay, Patriot Trader, you're just another fruitcake, you're another MAGA guy. Number one, I'm not a MAGA guy. I'm not. I am not in love with Donald Trump, never was. Was he 333 million times better than the whatever it is we have in the White House now? Absolutely. As far as his policies and his leadership, did I like him? Not all that great. But he did a lot of the things he promised America he was going to do, he did. And he's been unjustly labeled and unjustly harassed by the criminal enterprise that was inset in D.C. since almost the inception of this country. That criminal enterprise has been in there. At least at one point, the criminal enterprise that was running the country had a little morality to it anyway, and had a good deal of common sense. The criminal enterprise that runs us now has no common sense and no morality whatsoever. They just want to subjugate you and I, and that's all they want to do. Let's go back to the tragedy. It is a tragedy, not only for those three ladies, who all three of them were elder in years, and they had, what a shame. What a shame. Especially the elder mother there in her 90s, and then the daughter was in her 70s, and the other lady they were trying to protect. I mean, I'm sure they had legacies in their life. And I'm sure they meant just phenomenal amounts of affection and love from their families. And their families have been had that stolen away from them now. What a shame. I will not say that it is not. How tragic for those folks to go out of this world that way. And I'm not defending the shooter by any means. It's pretty well been distinguished now from his own parents that this guy had serious mental issues, which is what I've said all along. There's numerous reasons we're having all of these murders, but it's not because of guns. There is a spirit of murder. There is an evilness in this world. Excuse me. This doesn't happen until I start trying to talk. And it's here and it's going to be here. Now, in Life Investigating, like I said, my tagline is the good, the bad, and the ugly. And we're going to talk about it all. And you can like it, you can not like it, you can agree and you can disagree. But we just need to figure something out. This thing is with us, whether we take guns away or not. Mental illness is an issue, whether we take guns away or not, but it's even deeper than that. So why and where and what do? We persevere, number one. We persevere. If we fail to persevere, we fail to have victory. So these ladies lost their life. I'm thinking they were in their own homes or maybe they were visiting one another. I'm not sure the detail. But the news media, working as a propaganda arm for the liberal billionaires, is not going to help anything. It's not going to change anything. It's all going to be the same. By that I mean, the more control the criminal element, the billionaires and oligarchs that run the country and the world, the more control they can get over you through fear, the more their agenda gets promoted. And you know, I'm sure that a lot of these people that were interviewed in this so-called poll, that whoever did it, NBC, ABC, CBS, they're all liars, so it doesn't matter who did it, CNN, you know, they're all liars. It doesn't matter. Where they said so many Americans want something done about guns, and you know, which is a lie, but I'm sure some of the people that they interviewed were legitimate, just everyday people with no real political agenda to speak of, just wanting to live their lives out. And they are rightfully so in fear. You can't help but to be in fear when every day or every other day, if it's not in this country, it's another country. You're hearing about wars and rumors of wars. Okay. Of course, we know that's the way it'll be in the last days. We hear of mass murders going on and all of this different stuff that's happening. We hear of people, you know, dying in the streets, and we hear of diseases, and we hear of people being persecuted. But folks, this has been going on since the beginning of time. It's going to keep going, and it's going to keep going, and it's going to keep going. We have to learn how to survive it. We have to be overcomers. What are some of the things that we can do? Well, first thing we can do is not buy into the false agenda. Just don't buy into the false agenda. Come on, guys. If you don't know by now that the news media is lying to you. Now, and by the way, I had this opinion long before Trump come into office and started accusing the media of being a fake news. Long before I was saying that. Nobody really cares what I say, and I get it. You don't have to tell me that. I get it. But they've never told you the truth. I mean, it's been many, many years and since the news media has even gave us a resemblance of the truth, and that they fully vet and investigate things out, because they just don't do that anymore. These young journalists don't have a clue how to do it, I don't believe, or they're too lazy or too spoiled, and they just want instantaneous fame and fortune at somebody else's expense, and it doesn't matter to them whether they wreck your life or not. But number one, don't buy into the false. Don't buy into the falseness. Number two, don't buy into the fear. Do the things that you need to do to protect yourself. Now, I'm going to be perfectly blunt that nobody else will say in this country, but it's gotten so bad that if you have to start relegating yourself to not doing some things that you used to do, then maybe you will have to do that. In other words, I'm not saying for you to cower in fear. I'm saying for you to be very thoughtful about where you go, who you associate with, what time of the day or night it is. Just be safety conscious. Now, again, these tragedies happen. You could be sitting in your home and get shot. Okay. I mean, there are little children dying in some neighborhoods, and they're as innocent as they can be, sitting in their house playing with their toys on the floor, and a stray bullet from a gang member, usually over drug deals or territory or some other just devilish-led nonsense. And it dies. And it, I mean, there is no explaining it, and there is no even really processing it. I mean, it's just evil, folks. But start paying attention to where you're at and what you're doing. Do the things you need to protect yourself. Secure your homes. Secure yourself. If you're just very, very non-gun oriented, okay, I get it. There are a lot of folks, especially folks that were raised in the cities and raised in more protected areas and or didn't have access. Now, folks in the South, we a lot, most of us, at least in my day of growing up, it was just common occurrence. But I get it. You're not good and comfortable with a firearm. But if you give yourself some opportunity to really learn what a firearm is and learn what self-protection is, you may change your mind if you would just have an open mind instead of having a closed mind. Many of you liberals, you talk about how open-minded you are to everything in the world, except for taking responsibility to protect yourself. It's your responsibility to help protect yourself. Law enforcement can do certain things, but they can only do certain things. You have an obligation to protect yourself. So we just got to face the fact. This is a nasty place, the world. It's nasty. It's evil. It's in a fallen state. And mankind's going to stay that way. And we could get into some scriptural teaching, but I don't want to do that tonight. I just want to talk to you. What are you going to do to protect yourself? What are you going to do? Just think about it. Think about gun ownership. Start thinking about protecting your homes with security measures. Start thinking about where you're going. And again, don't want you to live in fear and cower in fear, but you need to have a healthy respect for the danger that is out there. And these police officers, they've done their job, and they responded, they engaged the threat, and they took the threat out. Still tragedy. I mean, it's tragedy. There were officers that had got shot. That'll be a traumatic event that will stay with them for the rest of their life now. Even the ones that didn't get shot, that'll be a traumatic event those men and women have to deal with for the rest of their life now. And so will that neighborhood. So there's no winner. I mean, there's no winner in situations like this, whether I advocate for the Second Amendment or whether I advocated for gun control. There is just no winner in any of those answers, quite frankly. So we need to do something. We need to do something, and that's protect ourselves. Now, we just need to hold on. There are forces that are deeper than us and higher than us, both on the positive and the negative side, that are involved in this situation, and it's a bigger picture than we can see. So until next time, I appreciate you tuning in to lifeinvestigated.com. I've got a Rumble channel if you want to look me up on Rumble. I'm just getting it started. And the reason, and of course, you might see in the title, this is episode number one, another podcast platform that I had a bunch of liberals in a college, and just they were messing with my podcast and doing all kinds of different things. So I just eliminated that one. I eliminated everything. I'm starting all over again. Because sometimes you just have to drop back and punt. Sometimes the enemy gets a little bit of an upper hand. Sometimes they even win some skirmishes. But if you keep at it, you'll eventually get to where you need to be, or you'll leave this world to your appointment with death, one way or the other. Nobody makes it out of this world without that dying. Okay, and that appointment is set somewhere along the line. We hope it's long, long time, and we hope it's very peaceful. We hope it's a very peaceful. When our appointment with death comes, that's the one thing I pray of. I've been in many violent encounters in my life, but when it comes to time for me to finally leave this earth, I pray all the time, God, I would really prefer not to go out in a blaze of glory, not to go out in any negative connotation whatsoever. I would really prefer to sit down in my recliner one afternoon at a ripe old age and just take a nap and go on home to glory where I need to be, because I don't need to be here anyway. We're strangers in this land. We just need to get to the next one. I'll see you next time, folks.